An unconventional effort to feed the poor has emerged in India. Think of this as charitable restaurants. They act a little bit like soup kitchens. They dole out free meals to the hungry, but they also make a small profit. Jill Ryan reports from the Indian city of Ahmedabad in Gujarat.
Pots of lentils, rice, and vegetables simmer on grated burners in front of a row of restaurants. Dozens crouch on the sidewalk out front, waiting to eat. 35-year-old Krishan Singh Solanki says he comes here often. He says, when I can't find a day's work, I come here. Solanki and the others here pay nothing for a meal, but they do have to wait, anywhere from a few minutes to a few hours, even though the food has been ready since the morning and is attracting flies. It won't be served until someone like Kishore Trivedi arrives.
So I'm giving 50 rupees. Only veg. You do not give the non-veg.
Trivedi, a college professor, hands a restaurant worker a 50 rupee note. That's a little over a dollar. His donation pays to feed five people a vegetarian meal. Trivedi says he often stops by while doing errands.
I'm coming the last five, six years. It's a God bless. And it's a very nice work. Kindness to other persons.
And as soon as that money comes in, a few of the hungry are ushered inside. A restaurant worker spoons rice and lentils onto plates and serves them. Arif Dalal is one of the owners here, and he's unapologetic about making people wait for food that's been ready for hours. Dalal says it's more profitable to have a sidewalk full of people in need of a meal. That's just business.
We have to look after ourselves, too. If there's no one waiting outside, the donor will think that no one wants a meal, so the donor will leave.
And donors do say that seeing a crowd of hungry people motivates them to give. On busy days, dozens stop by. These charitable restaurants can pull in $200 a day. It may not seem like much, but they turn a profit. The owners say that by closing time, they've served all the food and no one goes hungry. And those waiting agree. They always get something to eat. But many have to cycle among the restaurants to get enough. After finishing one meal, 54-year-old Virendra Singh goes back to the end of the line and sits down. He says he's still hungry. That's why I'm still sitting here, he says. We have no money and we have to eat. For many of Ahmedabad's poor, the charitable restaurants have become a permanent lifeline. One woman breastfeeding her child while she waits says she's been eating in places like this for 10 years. She sleeps on a cart across the street. An older man says he needs free food because he doesn't earn enough from his job as a trash picker. But there's at least one person here who sees these meals as a temporary fix. 7-year-old Ashwin Vagri travels from his village to shine shoes here to support his family. He says he doesn't like eating for free, but it's helping him save for a future that doesn't include handouts or dirty shoes.
I'll stop polishing shoes. I want to go to school and have a business when I grow up. A hotel, a tea stall, a toy shop, or maybe I'll open a grocery store.
But for now, Vagri says he will be back here for a meal tomorrow. For The World, I'm Jill Ryan in Ahmedabad, India.